Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. Another gorgeous day out there. Almost a little warm.
A little bit.
Almost a little warm in some places.
Yeah. It's a bad day to do the show. This is a very bad day for us to do the show. This week has been, I think, one of the best weeks of shows DGS has ever had. It's been varied and textured and nuanced and exciting and fun and funny. And today's probably going to suck. Wheels is gone. That's not why it's going to suck. It's going to suck because I took the guys to Zia's for lunch and we pigged out and it's warm in the studio and I just want to nap.
I'm sleepy.
Yes. I got tutamari belly.
Yeah. I got mostacholi my belly.
So Wheels, he explained yesterday, they had not been talking about it because of, you know, family stuff. But Kevin has a brother, and his brother's wife passed away about 2 weeks ago. Complications from cancer. And so Wheels is down in Atlanta on his way there right now for the remembrance for the weekend. So he'll be back on Wednesday. So send your thoughts and prayers to Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Do we even talk about this?
I don't know. What do we gain from talking about it? You know?
I struggle with not talking about it, but also...
Yeah. Okay. So,
right.
I'll let you do your own research, but a couple of things happened today, vis-a-vis Trump and Epstein and all that stuff. The first thing, which I thought was going to be the big news of the day, is that Trump ordered the DOJ to do an investigation into the Epstein files, apropos of Democrats specifically, and Bill Clinton in particular. So I thought, that's a strategy.
Now, please do it. I would love it if
My gosh.
I mean, please investigate any... I'm
don't
begging
threaten me.
You guys.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, investigate everybody. And then a new really weird email came to light, and I literally cannot read it on the air. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
That something about a current president, you just literally can't read it, because the FCC guidelines will not let you.
That has happened a lot with this president, if you will remember.
But if you Google Trump, Epstein, and Bubba, you will see tons of stories from Newsweek and, you know, like lots of real outlets that one of the email that has come out was from Wednesday, March 21st, 2018 at 4:32 a.m. between Jeffrey Epstein and Mark Epstein. And it basically says, ask him if Putin has the photos of Trump and then a sex act with Bubba. which people, of course, are thinking, is that Bill Clinton? And, of course, this could be some sort of 4:32 in the morning joke, you know, like, oh, yeah, ask him if he's got this. The whole thing is so weird that people are just like, I don't even know what's going on with the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, to me, it's not, I don't look at it and go like, well, there it is. There's the proof. They were having an affair. Like, no, I don't. It does seem like more of a joke as far as like, oh, well, why does he do so much for Putin? Does he have blackmail on him? And then that's the suggestion of what the blackmail could be.
Yeah, it's interesting that in other places, Epstein talks slash brags about having Putin's ear and meeting with Lavrov and giving him information about President Trump. And that's why Trump is always kowtowing to Putin and so forth and so on. But I'm just embarrassed as a citizen. Like, we shouldn't have to go through this. Our leaders should be better than this. They shouldn't put themselves in positions like that. They should be better than us. They should be smarter. They should be more moral. They should. Do you guys agree?
Yes.
Like, you know how I talk about the propaganda that I was fed growing up? One of the pieces of propaganda that I still believe in is that our leaders, and especially the president of the United States, should be better than us. They yeah. should be a good person. They should be a solid person. They should be a superlative person. Now, I know that no one is perfect, and everyone, even the greats, had their peccadilloes and their scandals and things like that, but for the love.
Yeah, and speaking of Bill Clinton, like, he is right up there as far as like, well, why was that happening in the Oval Office? I mean, it's shameful. It's the kind of thing, like, all of that went down when I was so young that the only thing I remember is like my parents being upset. And I remember one of my friend's parents being very upset when I went over to her house and everyone's just like, I can't believe this is happening. But I didn't really understand what was going on. Then a couple years ago, I watched the American crime story about it, impeachment, and just kind of seeing it all laid out. I'm not pretending that was a documentary or something, but the dramatized version of that was like, yeah, this was the beginning of we're all just kind of loosening the standards as far as what we're going to put up with. And now, almost 30 years later, we're dealing with things in the similar vein. And it's just very sad that it's gotten to this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. At this point, as opposed to being in any way partisan, which of course I am, everyone is, it's almost like when you're having a fight with your spouse and it gets so essy that you're both like, this is gross. Like, let's just stop. Let's take a break and go have a bowl of soup. This whole thing has just become like, it's not, I don't even want to talk about it now. It's just like, it's so far across the line. Mike Johnson says that they're going to have a vote next week, and from everything we're seeing, it looks like the Republicans will be voting en masse to release the Epstein files. Will there be anything new? Someone's leaking these things, like someone's releasing them, so someone has access to them, which makes me think that maybe we're getting the quote-unquote good stuff, bad stuff, but evidently there are tens of thousands more pages, and when those come out, we'll see.
Release them. I don't see a good reason not to. So just everybody put your cards on the table. Yep. Let's see what's going on.
Feels like the time has come.
And in a related story, Megyn Kelly is kind of getting the treatment I think she deserves. Yesterday, day before, openly musing on her podcast about the differences between pedophilia and just being into barely legal girls. And there's a difference between 15 and 8 and so forth and so on. And here's the thing. Like, I take about as many chances with material as anyone in talk radio. But like yesterday when Wheeler was reading her comments, he was so afraid that someone would think he was saying it that he kept putting caveats in the middle of his sentences. Like, she's supposed to be a big deal, like a big seasoned professional. And even if you say like, and her saying like, well, I was quoting someone else. Oh,
yeah.
Gotta be a little more careful than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, she said something very silly. Tell me if this makes any sense to you. He liked the very young teen types that could pass for even younger than they were, but would look legal to a passerby. That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
So he likes the very young teens that could pass for even younger than very young teen, her definition. But if you were just passing by, you would... first of all, I don't look at young women and go like, legal, not legal. Like, that's not what I'm clocking as I'm noticing someone.
Right.
But like, they would look legal to a passerby. But you just said they would pass for younger than they even were.
Yeah.
None of what you're saying makes any sense. It's almost like you're just kind of grabbing for something to try to, you know, to try to make a terrible situation sound a little better.
Yeah.
And it's coming out in a nonsensical way, and you should reevaluate your stance.
I hope what we can, at minimum, hope for, and this, even this is probably really pie in the sky, but we all know that feeling you have when you eat too much cherry pie, or you go to the east side with your friends and don't get home until 4 in the morning, and you're 57, and you're like, ugh. I need to do something. I need to wring myself out and clean my act up. As a country, I would hope that from now on we would just demand more from our leaders.
We should. And the problem is the people at the top are not interested in us demanding more. They just want to deflect. Like this morning I was listening to a podcast. They're talking about how we might never have the real... like jobs numbers, employment numbers, economic data for the month of October.
Ever.
Because of the government shutdown, we might just never have access to that, and it's going to be very harmful in the future, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Carolyn Leavitt is talking about this at the podium in the White House press room, and she's just fully blaming it on the fact that the Democrats shut down the government. And as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, okay, I'm not really at this point that interested in like whose fault it is that the government initially got shut down, because the thing is, you were all involved in the fighting that kept it shut down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like in a family, mom and dad are fighting, and maybe dad did something really bad to mom. But mom's not protecting the kids in the fight. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, I'm sorry you're going through this, but your dad's the one who made this happen. It's like, well, you're both making my life as a child terrible right now. I mean, that's the only analogy I can think of, is the American people are the children, and mommy and daddy, aka the government, have a personal beef with each other that they're working out. And they're both behaving horribly. And every time you ask them to stop, it's no, well, you better tell them because they started it. I don't know. I thought like once you grew up, you kind of came to terms with the idea of just because you didn't start a fight doesn't give you just free rein to act as horribly as possible during the fight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good analogy. Coming up today on the show, we have Sue at 2 will be here. Bernie's going to join us at 2:30. We have Randy and Jason. The Sklar brothers are in live at 3 p.m. They're always a blast. George Mahey at 4 p.m. So we're going to take a quick break. Right back. Happy Friday. DGS on KMOX. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday, 123. Man, last night I was... super cozy, pretty bored, had a gummy, and I found a new travel show with Eugene Levy, who I've never been a fan of. Like, I don't dislike the guy. I just, like, Second City always seemed too smart for me. Like, I always thought, like, you had to choose between SNL and Second City, and I chose SNL. The Munsters and the Addams Family, and I chose the Munsters, and I always thought the Addams Family was for smarter kids.
Mm.
And Brady Bunch versus Partridge, same thing. Brady Bunch, simple. Partridge, complicated. Right?
I suppose. I'm not that familiar with the Partridge Family.
Oh, I need Wheeler here.
I know they were like singing. There was like the singing aspect of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm watching this Eugene Levy travel show. And in the episode I watched, he goes to London and hangs out with Prince William. And so, first of all, like, I was just blown away by Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle, 1,000 years old. Mm-hmm. Windsor Castle has 1,000 rooms.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell? Like, you know that the royal family lives high on the hog.
Yeah.
You get it. But then when you see it,
yeah,
you're just like, you gotta be kidding me.
I can't fathom 1,000. I don't think I have entered 1,000 rooms in my
life. Your life.
Yeah.
Right. And I was in such a zone last night. I was so charmed by it. I actually wrote, Prince William is the greatest guy ever.
The greatest guy.
Right in the middle of taking a big drink, I almost spat it out.
He was just...
What about him charmed you
so? He was just so reasonable and just like, I wished he could be our president. He was just like,
oh
so...
Oh my goodness, Dave.
He's like, I have to follow my own heart, and whether you call me king or prince or William, I'm just like...
What a good guy.
What a good guy.
Just one of the people. He doesn't even force people to call him prince.
That's why it's so ridiculous when some of these royals will be like, our residences are simply not suitable. We can't fit all of our things in here. And it's like, you live in a freaking castle.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Have you seen the average person's home?
Right.
Get out of here with that. I also, you know what, Dave? I hate to rain on your parade. I think it's stupid that Eugene Levy, who I really like, has access to the future King of England. Like, why did that happen?
Yeah.
Who pulled those strings and, like, why was this something important that he needed to... It's all a farce. Clearly, you have nothing else better to do than to, like, have a beer with Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
Go sign some papers or something. I don't care.
Yeah.
Do your job.
He was talking about his work. And Eugene Levy said, like, is it like a 9-to-5? And he goes, you know, some days are 9-to-5, other days are not.
Whatever.
No, there's not. You don't work. You're the prince. You don't have work to do.
It would seem like the hardest thing you'd have to do is just show up somewhere and be the prince.
Yeah.
And have people go, oh my God, this is the greatest day in my life just meeting you.
Look there, it's the prince.
Yeah. I'd be great at that.
My house has 6 rooms.
Bragger.
I just counted in my head. So I don't want to hear about Prince William say that. I know that that was just a hypothetical Rachel threw out, but still, I'm mad about it.
They do that sometimes.
Thinking about Prince William saying he don't got enough rooms.
Yeah, when someone is clearly not average and they try to self-deprecate themselves down to average, you're like, you're just highlighting how much.
Or when someone grew up like clearly very upper middle class, if not lower upper class, and they're like, we were poor. We didn't get to have every single thing I ever wanted. I'm like, dude, you don't know what it's like to be poor.
We only had one Blue Angel in our high school. William performs official duties and engagements on behalf of the monarch.
So he just shows up to events.
So it's exactly what you said, Dave. He shows up at places and goes, look at me. I'm the prince. I got a big stupid smile.
Oh, it's a shame about Harry, isn't it?
What is Harry? What is one of your we grew up poor things? Like, one of mine would be, and this is partially growing up poor and partially being stupid, but I was fully a late teenager before I realized that Velveeta wasn't the only cheese. We had no cheese but Velveeta. I'll take that back. We had the powdery stuff in the green can that you sprinkle on pizza.
Yeah, yeah, shaky cheese.
Yeah.
I didn't really have that much involvement with the cheese when I was a kid. I didn't know about cheese types. It was just whatever cheese is on the plate.
Yeah, I agree. I always thought I didn't like cheese that much because it was just American Craft singles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still just not my favorite
thing.
You don't
like American Craft singles?
I like them in certain cases, but like I wouldn't eat one plain. That grosses me out.
Okay, I ate a lot of plain ones growing up.
But then I got a little older.
That's a poor kid thing.
Yes,
you that's 100% a poor kid thing.
You get older, you learn about like the sharp cheddars, the goudas.
I still don't know about goudas.
These wonderful cheeses.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
DGS on KMOX. Gonna have some fun here in a minute. We're still just kind of getting through the news of the day. I'm gonna get this one out of the way. One of the young ladies who alleged that Matt Gaetz paid her for sex is doing interviews now and said that at the time that the two of them hooked up, she was 17, living in a homeless shelter, and told him she needed the money for her braces. Yeah. Yeah. So there's that.
So we got that.
Well, he says he didn't do it, so.
Good enough for me.
He didn't do it. Easy as that.
Who in Congress or the Oval Office would ever do anything like that?
Yeah, no, I trust that the people in our government wouldn't act like that.
Crazy. Have a treat for you coming up later on at 5 p.m. Rennie Knott is going to be filling in for Kevin Wheeler, and then he'll be doing Sports Open Line. So if you want to get some Rennie, be here at 5 p.m. through 8 p.m. So looking forward to that. That should be fun.
I thought you meant some sort of food treat, and I perked up.
Yeah. You're not still stuffed.
I am. That's why there's something terribly wrong with me.
Terribly. Yeah, I saw you take that lasagna down like a wounded zebra.
I feel like I'm going to die.
Funny. Rach, what is the... you think it's cool, but you're a freak.
Okay, so there are these games going on in Vegas. Let me get this article pulled up. I want to explain it properly.
Okay.
It's the Las Vegas Housekeeping Olympics.
Ooh.
And basically they have housekeeping events, like who can vacuum the most efficiently and quickest.
Yeah, I'd give you a run for your money.
Let's see, what else are they doing here? They are making beds. They are...
Who's they?
The people competing in the housekeeping Olympics. Assuming some of them have to be housekeepers because they're probably going to be more efficient than anyone else would be. But I'm sure there's some non-housekeeper folks participating as well. But they're doing all sorts of different activities. Okay, here they are mopping. They're mopping around a bunch of those caution signs that they set up. And people are calling it dystopian, though.
What do they win?
That is such a good question. What do they win? Let me scroll here.
Vacuuming was like mowing the lawn. When I was a kid, I used to try to talk my mom into letting me vacuum. It just looked so cool.
Yeah.
And then you get to do it, you're like, I got had again.
Yeah. I played myself.
Yeah, it doesn't say what they win. That's weird. Maybe they. Maybe it's just fun to participate.
And medals implied by the Olympics.
But yeah, everyone's like, oh, this is dystopian. This is so wrong that we're having competitions of cleaning. And I'm like, I think it sounds fun. Like, who cares?
Yeah, there's nothing dystopian. Dystopian would be like if you have to do it or else you don't get food. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
That's dystopian. This is just fun.
Which would also be a way better competition.
Okay, so there is no prize
more
money.
Intense competition.
There is no prize money
just
for the house.
The pride
Olympics.
Of being the best vacuumer.
You get industry recognition and a trophy.
Yeah.
Okay.
This sounds like they're tricking people into cleaning hotels.
So, Andrew, you say, I think I caught the doo-doo bandit on camera. Is this the story you told us today? Is this the same guy?
Yeah, who's the doo-doo bandit?
The one about the guy who came to your door? On your
with
car?
The doo-doo butt.
Oh, no.
There's two doo-doo guys out there in the same day?
Well, this is somebody who has been letting their dog doo-doo in my backyard.
Oh, okay.
On your backyard? That's super wrong.
In my backyard, because we have an alley that goes down the backyard. And I believe, so my dad and I on Sunday, when it was all cold and windy and we were miserable, we set up a security camera. And we hooked it up with solar power to the back of my garage, pointing at the alley, and it took all of 2 days for the doo-doo bandit to reveal themselves.
And do you know who it is?
I do know who it is.
Is it who you suspected?
It is none other than Stuart McNum. I didn't suspect anybody. That was part of why I wanted the camera, because I had no Stuart. Forgot the door was open and Stuart's now looking in here crazily.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
He said you're pooping in his backyard.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. You. Yeah. It turns out there was no dog after all.
It was just Stuart.
No. So it took all of like 2 days, and 7:10 in the morning, the lady comes walking down the alleyway. And there it is, caught on camera.
Could this just be a one-off?
I guess it's possible there are multiple doo-doo bandits, but I will tell you there are like the piles are the same size.
Oh, I knew that's where you're going.
Well, I mean, that's how you'd measure.
What do you mean measure?
I mean, this dog is consistent with the...
Are you taking pictures of the doo-doo?
I'm seeing the doo-doo.
He's able to identify by sight.
Yeah, I can look at this pile and be like, yeah, that's probably not from a German Shepherd. And then when I see the dog that's going on the camera...
And it was consistent.
A little, you know, terrier, Scottish Terrier type dog.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I got an idea. I got plans.
So what did the owner do? You said it was a woman?
Yes.
Did she just, like, watch the dog and go, like, good job, sweetie, and
keep
walking?
Yeah, she's just like, there
you go.
Did
she do the fake pickup?
What is wrong with
people? No, because that's the point. The point is that there's no, like, fake pickup. She has realized that this is a house where people aren't at. We don't spend a whole lot of time in the backyard because there's just no reason for us to.
Good grammar.
And so she knows that she can get away with just letting the dog poop there.
What a loser.
And she's not
going
to get caught.
I'm sorry, but you're a loser.
One problem.
Just pick up your dog's poop.
Now you got caught. And now a certain somebody has a big bucket of it. Maybe I take matters into my own hands.
Oh,
do you know where
doing?
She lives?
Yeah, I do. She lives just a few houses away.
Uh-huh. And she clearly doesn't listen to the radio.
If you listen to the radio, stop doing it. Or you're going to face some consequences.
How long does she have?
Stop doing it.
Stop doing it.
What's your time frame here?
I want to collect a little more evidence.
More poop.
And then I'm going to print out some photos from my camera.
Nice!
And then I'm going to dump out all the poop in her yard and leave some photos on top.
I love it. I love it.
You're a psycho.
Going to war.
No, he's not. I think this is a perfectly reasonable response.
Going to war. Not going to hurt anybody. Not going to do anything to anybody.
Folks online, what do you think? Is Andrew in the right or is he a psycho?
He's
100% in the right.
You put a bunch of poop in my yard, so I'm just going to make sure it makes its way back to the
all
property.
All he's doing
yard.
Is returning her property.
I'm just returning her property. Hey, I think this belongs to your dog, and your dog needs
it. Are you going to at least catch her one more time on the cam?
I'm
going to
catch her a few more times.
Okay.
I would like to have...
I feel better about that.
I would like to have a big, giant stack of photos. That's what I would like. I would like a big stack of photos with timestamps from different days.
Have you thought about doing this plan, but not dog doo-doo?
No.
I think that's when we get into maybe tricky legal territory.
Wait, what? Okay. Oh, I see what you mean.
Right.
Yes. I would
put your own personal touch on it.
Yeah, I would prefer it be the dog doo-doo because
I get it. Then there's a direct line.
We maybe have been collecting the doo-doo.
I just kind of want you to poop in a bucket and put it in someone's
yard. Has been a doo-doo collection for some level of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bucket full. It's got the like white moss on it, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Damn, brother. Wow.
This has been...
Hold on a second.
In the works. Okay.
So you have a drive-by pooper.
Uh-huh.
And you started collecting the droppings.
Yep.
And you have almost a bucket full.
Yep.
And it's so you've been doing it for so long, it's covered in moss.
Yes. Some of it is. Some of it's fresher.
Where are you keeping this bucket?
Garage.
Okay.
I love Garage. Randy's been right with you. That's epic. Please do it. Now I said, holy hell. Welcome to my world, Randy. Yeah,
everyone's on board until they find out that
about
I have a 6-month bucket.
See? The whole psycho thing doesn't seem all that off now, does it?
A bucket that says 2025 on it filled with dog turds.
How much do you think you have?
A bucket.
No, I mean, like, how big is the bucket?
Standard.
So
standard
it's standard bucket,
size. Yeah, it's a standard bucket. It's not like a pail. Like a lunch pail.
This is how often this Hoosier mm-hmm. has been trespassing on your property and letting her dog defecate and then just leaving it because yep. she has no respect for anyone else.
I got like a probably 75% full bucket, and I'd like it to get up to 85-90%. I'd like to get a big stack of photos with different time stamps.
Man, you are living your life.
Oh, no. TW says, do not repay evil with evil. I don't know if it's evil of Andrew, though. He's just returning her property.
Mm. Have you considered that another great life principle is that revenge is awesome and it feels great?
And best served cold.
Yes.
Which you have accomplished.
You know what they say, if you steal a horse, you must dig one grave, and that's for the person who tries to come after you steal that horse.
Revenge is best served in a bucket covered
revenge
with white moss.
Revenge is best served with a big smile on my face.
So what if she calls you out?
What's there to, she's the one doing the thing that's
no,
wrong.
No, I get it. I
welcome
get it.
It's going to be photos of my yard. She's going to know it's
me. I understand.
I want her to know it's me.
You're just talking to someone who hates conflict and confrontation so much. So she comes to your door with the bucket and the photos. What do you do?
She's going to have to rebucket it herself because I'm not leaving the bucket. I'm dumping the bucket out.
I figured that.
So she's going to have to rebucket. We're using her own bucket, by the way. I'm not providing her a bucket. She don't get to have the bucket. That's my bucket.
Sure.
And whatever I choose to do with it now that it no longer has 6 months worth of dog turds.
Which maybe throwing it away would be good.
It might be throwing it away. I don't know. Buckets aren't that expensive.
Save for the next time you have to throw a mouse into an intersection.
And so, yeah, she comes to me. I'm going to say.
Mice should deliver the photos.
I'm going to say, this is you. This is your dog. Oh, and there is one more element to it
okay.
that I should say.
Right.
Okay, I don't want to lose you guys here.
Oh, no. I've done nothing but blindly support him, and he's about to drop a bomb.
There's one more thing that I do have to do before I do this.
Yeah.
I do have to follow her. That is the last piece of the puzzle. I have to have the photos
to
from
trace
the camera,
her back to her home.
But I do have to make absolutely sure that it is her and that she lives where I know that she lives.
Nothing weird here.
So I don't want to lose you guys. It's not. I don't have to follow her like across town. It's literally like three houses away from me. But I do have to, like, witness it
Make
with my
certain.
Own eyes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And people don't like to hear the whole following a woman around thing, so that's why I don't want to lose
you
guys.
I do wish I would have known about that sooner.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. We have Sue Thomas coming in at the top of the hour. It's 2 at 2. Bernie Miklas will be with us at 2:30. Randy and Jason Sklar, the Sklar brothers, are in studio at 3. George Mahey at 4. Wheels is in Atlanta attending the celebration of life for his sister-in-law who passed away about 3 weeks ago. And it's really sad. She was only 47 years old. Had throat cancer. They did very aggressive treatments, and it ended up damaging her esophagus and got to the point where she couldn't swallow or eat and eventually succumbed to that with a 12-year-old little girl. So, like, keep them in your thoughts. Just terrible. To catch you up, Andrew has a neighbor who's letting their dog go to the bathroom in his backyard. He and his dad set up a camera. They caught her in flagrante, and he has been keeping the dog doo-doo for long enough to fill up a bucket that is now covered in moss. Mm-hmm. And he
all know that white moss that gets on it.
Yeah, yeah, we know. And he intends to
just reference your own buckets.
Get a little more.
Y'all go look at your buckets. You'll see
a little more evidence of the perpetrator, and then he's going to follow her from his house to her house just to be extra sure. Mm. And then he's going to put the pictures of the poopings and the dog poop back in her yard.
Yeah.
And then Rage had an idea how to take it up another notch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take those pictures, you put them on all the light posts, and you say, if you found any dog poop in your yard, it's probably from this nice woman.
Mm-hmm. And then I would put her name and address.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I am planning to go to some lengths here, right?
You think?
This is what you might, some would call this an escalation of a conflict.
Some would.
I wouldn't. I'd call it, you want to start the fight, I want to finish it. But some might call it an escalation. And to do so, I need the evidence that I need. I need not just a little evidence.
Can't go off half-cocked, right?
I can't take one incident of this. Because as Rachel correctly pointed out, it is possible that there is more than one.
Of course.
I highly doubt she just looks at your yard and says, this is a fine place.
Well, like, also,
the dog's probably going all over the place.
Yeah, she can't make her dog poop on command.
Yeah.
So
I think that's just
the dog's the one you have beef with.
I think the dog, and that's why the dog's getting its poop back.
I don't think that's going to hurt the dog's feelings.
But you also, you have to.
The dog's going to be like, all right.
Dog's yeah, like, good point, Randy. He says, most important thing is make sure her husband isn't a loony bird.
Dog's like, does it have the white? Yes, it's got the white stuff. Yes. It's the best day of my life.
My favorite seasoning.
And
Donna
so,
says, man, I just don't know why, but I feel really invested in the poop saga, and I can't wait to hear the next installment.
Me too, Donna. My heart is like racing right now.
I'm excited about it.
I am excited to see justice served in this situation.
I mean, I'm ready for it, but I do. So we've got a handful of photos, videos, time-stamped evidence, right? We have probably what we need, right? But as my lawyer, who sure. I do trust,
he's advising you.
Me in official capacity.
I am unlicensed
under the Missouri bar. No kidding. But
I do know this much: it's called an accessory.
How much proof would you want your client to have?
Well. Two things.
If it's even legal for you to say that.
Two things. One, I think it helps you in your case. And then two, I think it certainly helps you in your presentation.
Yeah, right.
If you had one photo and one poop, that's a little weak sauce.
She might not even
understand what's going on.
A daydream of me walking around, like, telling the story in a courtroom as I'm, like, plastering up onto the wall
it's
more
a strange
and more.
Fantasy.
Oh, he's representing
photos.
Himself.
Of course he is.
I am representing
it's his
myself.
Fantasy.
But I just found out my lawyer is not licensed.
Objection, Your Honor.
Objection. Did you hear the part where it was so old there was moss on it?
So we're not fooling around here. You're really going to do it.
Yeah, I've been planning this for months.
You are insane.
It's been planned for months.
He's been hoarding dog poop in his garage for months.
How have you not told us about this?
I've been sitting on it because I wasn't really sure how I was going to catch it. And it was actually my father who came up with the idea of a camera. And so we kind of thought that the camera would just be a deterrent. And it would be like, all right, so hopefully, you know what? She'll just see the camera and she'll be like, oh, they must be onto me. I can't do this here because now they literally have a camera not hidden that is pointed directly at me. But she hasn't stopped. Leaving us no option.
No option.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.